up your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Time to walk that money talk now, or that savings and investment talk, that personal finance talk with certified financial planner Paul Rulofsa. The question Paul's asking this morning is, what's your side hustle? Inflation is doing its thing, big time. COVID-19, it did its thing, big time. And yeah, our not so amazing economic outlook as a country, that also adds to the complication. So how can your side hustle help you solve your financial problems? Give us a shout on 0727021702 and tell us how your side hustle started. What finally pushed you to pull the trigger and go, gosh darn it, I'm just going to start baking, or whatever it is that you do on the side to generate some income. Paul, thank you so much for your time this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Rafila, and such a good introduction. You know, the point around the inflation rate, it's that it's not going away. Mm-hmm. Interest rates are rising as a consequence, and you can only help but notice that people are really struggling.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're stuck in the middle. So the side hustle, you know, has to be considered. And I think with the more I speak to people, the more probable it's going to be a new way out of this problem. The real understanding around side hustle is that it's a way of meeting that extremely important ratio of income and expenses.
Yeah.
And if expenses themselves are limited and cannot be brought down any further, the only way out of this is obviously to find some more income.
Yeah.
And then the trick really is that income doesn't give you sort of an excuse to live up. It's an excuse to put you right back into the financial seat, you know, in terms of control. And the whole idea is to find something that you enjoy doing, that's easy to do in your spare time, and generate some income so that you can start getting above, you know, the water level that that you might be in at the moment.
Yeah, it's absolutely above, not just treading water, keeping your head above water, but hopefully eventually being able to, as you say, get onto your financial feet. And there's only so much that your boss will give you if you approach them and say, hey, I need a raise. Chances are they'll tell you about exactly the conditions of the world, the economy, inflation, the war in Ukraine, etc., load shedding, you know, and all these difficulties, and tell you just how it isn't possible to get the kind of raise that you'd all like. So if income is limited and expenses are rising, we do have to think long and hard. How to do a side hustle effectively, Paul? As you say, it's in your spare time and not a reason to live it up.
Well, there is obviously a new sort of way that we're working. A lot of us are working from home. So I think that does create space and time for us. You know, we get the job done and we've got that time saving that we used to, you know, use up when we went to work and back, you know, travel to work.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that whatever you do, don't lose sight of the purpose of what you, how business should work. You know, a lot of us think that the purpose of the business is to make money. And there's nothing further from the truth.
Mm.
You make money as a result of solving problems. And if you can really find a side hustle that points to helping people solve problems, the money will come. And that's just a very general business rule.
Yeah.
So I think don't get sidelined because, you know, now you might be in a desperate situation and you might be thinking, well, let me just take the next best thing and just try and get some money into the house. I think you could actually get the wrong sort of attitude coming across.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get the side hustle really well entrenched. So if you Google side hustle, there's a mountain of opportunities out there. I couldn't really get into all of them. And a lot of them are tech-based, you know, doing surveys, doing, you know, sort of research and things for various companies and Google for themselves as well.
Yeah.
But you may want to go something more close to home. You know, if you're a teacher, for example, let's get simplistic. You might be a teacher. You've got some skills.
Yeah.
And you've got some children that you know are not coping. You put out some extra lessons, and you're helping them solve that problem.
Okay.
And as a result, you're going to attract a fee. And I think those are the kinds of things that are probably a lot more realistic on our doorstep, with you.
Yeah.
Instead of looking for the next best thing and the greatest thing, you know, which you might not have the skill set for.
Absolutely. So you're not trying to build the next tech unicorn. You're just trying to solve somebody else's problem and make some money whilst you're at it. And Paul, if your side hustle can also be sort of electricity proof, even better, right? So I like your example of providing extra lessons if you're a teacher, because, you know, you can just teach in person, tutor in person. You don't necessarily need electricity. Laundry services, I guess, as well. Car washing as well. Babysitting as well. There's so much stuff that you can turn to.
But I might want to point to someone like yourself, Rafi, where, you know, with your expertise as a presenter, you know, you may very well be an aspiration to some people that want to get into your space. And I'm not for one saying that you need to and you need the side hustle, but it's a great example of using a skill set. I think there are people that would beat down the door to have some sessions with you, and you can, you know, show them how and what is required in presenting. We've got skill sets on our doorstep, as I'm saying, and there are a lot of people that would like to share that, and you could help them solve those problems. So don't look too far. I'm saying that it could be a little too closer than you might think.
Yeah,
and as you mentioned earlier on, you know, the classics of babysitting, house sitting, you know, and even delivering, you know, groceries from door to door.
Mm-hmm.
And it might sound manual in sort of the way that, you know, they translate. But remember, the side hustle is not an easy thing. It's something you try and test as well. And but the point is really to stick to the point of helping people solve problems. Mm-hmm. And I think that way is through, you're going to help and be a lot more successful down the road.
A key part, Paul, that we've spoken about of getting out of a financial trap is changing your mindset, reframing your intentions or your understanding of what you're trying to achieve, right? So as you said, it might sound like manual labor. It might sound like something that's a little beneath you or beneath your station. But ultimately, if you are in a financial trap, keep your eye on the prize, keep your eye on the goal, and understand that it's not forever that you're doing this, but it's to get out of this or overcome this hurdle, and pretty soon you can give it up, or you might find that in fact it is quite successful and people appreciate the service that you bring, the professionalism that you bring to the service, and it could turn into something that keeps on running even when you no longer need it.
That's a great way to look at it too. It's a matter of time, and you've just got to stick to the plan. If it's short term, you know, it's all going to be relative to how much debt you might be in, you know, how deep the problem is. But stick to the plan. And, you know, in many cases, I should imagine you'll find that side hustle which you prefer to your existing job and then switch places, you know. I think you make that point pretty clear. It's about income and expenses. And if it's a short term, sacrifice or effort that you've got to put in, it's better to do something now than wait for something to happen. It's not going to get better on its own.
Absolutely. Paul Roulissa, a pleasure as always. And of course, we'll be touching base and talking to Paul next Sunday. If there's any financial matter that you'd like Paul to cover, whether it's your savings and investments, whether it is a particular product or that is out on the market that you're curious about and you'd like him to better explain it to you, please drop us a line, rafilo@702.co.za, and we'll address it next week or the week after. We'll definitely get around to it.